Hello.
Hello, Steve. This is Cal Cannon. I'm
Yes,
sorry I didn't see your email.
hey Kelvin, how are you doing?
Very good. I just emailed you both a PDF and a Word version of
I
my
just checked
manuscript.
your email with the PDF file. Have you shared the Word file as well?
Say that again.
I'm saying I just checked your email with the PDF file. Have you shared the Word file as well?
Yes, I sent that as well. Let me just check my sent box and make sure. Okay, yes. It's in my sent file. I've sent you
Sounds perfect. So you have shared the PDF and Word, both of the files, right?
right. And the reason for doing that, let me just take a look at it and see how. Okay. For example, if you look at the cover, if you look at the font, that's the font I see on my Word copy before I email it. But when I email it, let me open it, you can see that it has a much less interesting font, and I don't know why it does that, but just the process of emailing it somehow changes some of my formatting. So that's why I sent you both. Yeah, I'm looking at page 4, and there's words that have jumped on top of the picture, but all of it is there. It's just that the process of emailing seems to corrupt some of my formatting. I don't know why that is, but you can compare the PDF, and you can see when you look at the PDF, you see what I see when I look at my Word copy, but then it looks like even the PDF looks a little different.
All right, so
So,
please tell me, is the PDF file in the correct formatting?
well, it looks like, I wonder why this, the let me just. Well, I'm looking at if you look at page 4, you can see
You
a
want me to
problem.
check the Word file or the PDF file?
To look at the Word file
All right,
and look
perfect.
at
On Word
page
file,
4.
page 4 with the image.
Right, and you can see the words have jumped over the.
Yep, it's not formatted properly.
Right. And it's not that way. That wasn't that way on my Word file before I emailed it. The process of sending it through the email
Just a minute.
through.
Let me just download it and open it up. Kelvin, the thing is, if you see your file on your end, it is like it's and it's just a glitch over the email. Meanwhile, the file is
Yes.
perfectly fine. I just downloaded it and opened it up, and it's fine. The text is not,
Okay.
yeah.
Okay, well that's good. That's that I'm glad to hear that. And if you have any questions, you can refer to the PDF file. Although I
Yep,
think
I
there's
got both of the. Go ahead.
seems like the PDF file has a problem too on when I open my sent file because it doesn't seem to fit the page correctly. I don't know why that is. But I'm
That's not an
hoping
issue.
between.
I'm just checking the Word file and it's totally fine. So we can work with that. No worries.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, thank you very much.
No worries.
Okay.
And Kelvin, I just have a few questions. Like for the audiobook, what's your requirement regarding the voice? Is it going to be a male or female, a black or white?
I think I would prefer a male voice. And let me tell you, my daughter was the first one to ask for a audio version of the book.
Mm-hmm.
And what she said, she assumed I could just record reading it myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I realize that won't happen here. That tells me that, but I can give you some guidance from her request. And
mm-hmm.
that is, I was looking at some of the information, some of the
mm-hmm.
versatility you have in instructing them
mm-hmm.
and in selecting the readers. And what she was wanting, she has very fond memories of me telling her stories when she was growing up.
Mm-hmm.
And what I would like whoever narrates this to think of is how would they talk to a beloved daughter if they were one-on-one? For example, the narrator could talk like a preacher talking to a large congregation. That is not the style
mm-hmm.
that I would prefer. I would prefer a style where the narrator talks one-on-one like a father to a beloved daughter that has this wonderful relationship with that daughter, having grown up telling her stories, even stories I told her, stories I made up when she got older and was too old for the fairy tales. I would tell her stories that
mm-hmm.
we made up, and we have very fond memories of that. So I would like someone that would simulate that kind of effect, that you're talking, you want to talk with an intimate, loving voice as though you were talking to your own beloved daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yep, that totally makes sense.
Other than that, I can't think of any other way to describe what I and my daughter would be hoping for.
Mm-hmm. Perfect, perfect. And what about the accent? Do you have any specific requirements for the accent?
No. I'm not looking for a foreign accent.
Mm-hmm.
Although that may be more elegant, but we have lived in, I and my family have all lived in the United States our whole lives, and I don't know if I have an accent. I just sound like me, but we grew up in Minnesota. I'm not looking for a specialized accent.
All right. Sounds perfect. Thank you so much for the details, Kelvin. Let me tell you the process. I have got all the required files and information I need. I have shared it with the team, and we will be looking for, we will be sharing a few samples of the artist with you in a few days. And I will be sharing it with you, and after getting your feedback, we will move forward with that specific artist, and we'll be sharing, initially we will share one or two chapter with you for your review. Once you approve it and share your feedback, then we're going to move forward with the remaining chapters or with the remaining book.
Very good. So how will you contact me? Will you email me?
Yep, I will be emailing you.
Go ahead.
Yeah, it's going to be over the email. And if you have any concerns or questions or anything, you can just reach me out through the either email or through a call.
Okay, excellent. Excellent. I will talk to my daughter and some others about what kind of audio device they might be
mm-hmm.
using, and just let you know so that
mm-hmm.
We make sure we have compatible compatibility that they can use.
All right. All right, then. Just share it with me over the email or just give me a call. I will be more than happy to assist you.
Okay. Yeah, one thing my daughter said is she's a very busy mother right now, and it's hard for her to find time to read as much as she would like. And so she said, why don't you give me an audio copy that I can put in while I'm driving the children around to their lessons and
uh-huh.
things like that. A lot of times she'll drop the kids off and then she's got some quiet time in the car. And that's really her best discretionary time to listen to this book. So she's hoping that she can download the audio onto a whatever device she uses when she drives and listen to it while she drives. So I know that much, but I don't know what device she can use in her
mm-hmm.
car. So I'll when I find out, I'll email that information to you if it's helpful.
All right. Sounds perfect, Kelvin. Besides this, you have any questions or anything for me right now?
No, I don't have any questions right now.
All right, then. So that's all from my side. And, yep, I have shared all the details with the team, and we'll surely let you know if anything else is required from your side. Meanwhile, I will get back to you in the next 2 to 5 business days with the samples of the voiceover artist, okay?
Great. Thank you very much.
All right, Kelvin, so it was really nice talking to you. Looking forward to work with you.
Have a good day. Looking forward to
take care of yourself.
Bye-bye.
Uh-huh.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.